From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Germany is searching for possible accomplices of the suspected Berlin truck attacker a day after he was killed in a shootout with Italian police in Milan. The 24-year-old allegedly crashed into a Christmas market, killing 12 people. German police have arrested two brothers from Kosovo suspected of planning an attack on a shopping mall. It is not clear if the man or men were connected with the Berlin attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking diplomatic action against countries that co-sponsored the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. In a change from policy, the United States abstained from voting rather than exercise its usual veto. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the U.S. had reservations about the resolution's wording.
Some may cast the U.S. vote as a sign that we have finally given up on a two-state solution. Nothing could be further from the truth. None of us can give up on a two-state solution.
Israel's ambassador to the U.N., Danny Dannon, said that the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Instead of charting a course forward, you are sending a message to the Palestinians that they should continue on the path of terrorism and incitement.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said that despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. Rhodes noted that there are now 90,000 settlers living east of the barrier that Israel had itself created. This is VOA News. The Nigerian army has captured a Boko Haram camp in the Sabisa Forest, one of the jihadist group's last strongholds in the country. President Muhammadu Buhari said Saturday. Buhari said that the capture of Camp Zero marked the final crushing of Boko Haram terrorists in their last enclave in Sabisa Forest. In a statement following a months-long campaign in a 1,300-square-kilometer forest located in the northeastern state of Borno. The statement made no mention of the whereabouts of Boko Haram's leader. Boko Haram has stepped up its attacks recently after a months-long pause in their seven-year uprising that has killed more than 20,000 people. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning local law enforcement agencies across the United States that Islamic State militants are calling for attacks on churches and other sites where holiday crowds might gather. The announcement came Friday after the militants posted a list of U.S. churches as possible targets on its social media sites. As part of the continuous dialogue with our law enforcement partners, said FBI spokesman Andrew Ames Friday, the FBI routinely shares information about potential threats to better enable law enforcement to protect the communities they serve. Ames said citizens are advised to maintain awareness of their surroundings and report suspicious activity. On Monday, Islamic State claimed responsibility for a terror attack on a Berlin Christmas market in which 12 people died and 56 were injured. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday to check on their homes after the last rebels left the city Thursday. Residents crossed into neighborhoods that had recently been on the front lines of the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes for 5 years. The top Roman Catholic cleric in the Holy Land on Saturday wished Christian faithfuls a good Christmas and welcomed a chant for Christians in the Syrian city of Aleppo following the recent heavy fighting there. The Reverend Pierre Battista Pizzaballa, the apostolic administrator of the Latin Patriarchate, was speaking at a service in Jerusalem.
I'm happy that the war, at least the military war in Aleppo, is finished, and that for the first time in Aleppo, the Christians can celebrate without fear the Christmas season. I wish that they can now reconstruct, rebuild the city, not only in the infrastructure, but also in the common relations that was a tradition of Aleppo.
West Africa's regional bloc has threatened to use force in Gambia if the country's longtime leader does not step down in January as scheduled. Following his loss in presidential elections, the chairman of ECOWAS, Marcel D'Souza, told reporters the bloc has a standby force and the group has been leading diplomatic efforts to try to persuade this president to step down. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.